We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's check in with Alex Verdugo. He joins us live at Fenway Park right now on the Harbor One Outline. Hey, Alex, how are you?
What's going on, Glenn? First of all, I just want to say congratulations on an amazing career. You know, heard you're going to be retiring, so just wanted to get that out of the way first.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
look
that.
Look at that.
Wow, that's a class act.
New
right
guy
there.
Here
that's
in town. He's been here a couple years, and he's already throwing that up.
That.
I like that. This guy already. This guy is good, man. Vote for him in the All-Star game.
That's
Verdugo,
what
Verdugo. Voter. Vote off it. What did you, Alex, what did you think when you heard that you were a finalist for this All-Star team?
I think it's just one of those things, like, it's special. It's just cool to even have your name on the ballot and, you know, for people to keep kind of tagging me and showing me that they're voting for me. I think it's awesome, man. You just see the support and love you have from, all kinds of fans, not just Red Sox fans, but just baseball fans in general. And, showing the support like that is super cool.
Alex, so I'm just curious if you talked to anybody, before you even started your career here, because you seem like a guy, that plays with personality, that plays with energy, and anybody tip you off, and I know that's just you, but sort of like, hey, Red Sox fans gravitate to that. You know what I mean? You play like that, you have that energy, you go out there, do your thing, they will really fall in love with you. Did you talk to anyone about that?
I think it was kind of like, it was already kind of like, I already knew about it, like, just because when I was younger, I grew up a Red Sox fan, and, obviously watching Dustin Pedroia play, watching, certain players play with the kind of grit and that every day, bringing it to the yard, like, in all aspects, whether it's running down a line, taking an extra base, getting it done at the plate, or making a defensive play. So, for me, I kind of already figured, like, how the play and how the style would be out here and how the fans are. So, the fans, they know the game out here, man. They really enjoy it. They really pay attention. And, they have a lot of emotions invested into this. So, I kind of feel the same way when I play. And, when my reactions happen, it's just a natural reaction, genuine, whether it's anger, excitement, joy. And I feel like the fans kind of gravitate towards that because, it's real, I know how important this is and how, like, every pitch matters and all that. And I feel like they do as well. So it's a cool combo out here.
So, Alex, maybe you can settle a show discussion that we had months ago when you and Devers and Bogarts, displayed those Nike City Connect uniforms.
The yellow ones.
Yeah, the yellow ones. We were curious. Did you, like, Beyonce your way into the middle of those two, or did it kind of happen organically? Because two guys that have been here for a while.
You're the voice.
Yeah, but you're the guy. You're the most important guy. You're Beyonce.
If you want to say that that happened, then yeah. But no, it was we all took our turns, man. We all got the middle spot. I don't know what happened. It just so happened I was the one posted in the middle, but I wasn't mad about it. It was cool. But either way, everybody knows how important Devers and Bogey are and what they bring to the table. So it's been really fun to play next to these guys and to see them go about their business. And, me and Devers talk a good amount because obviously we're lefties and we see the similar things at the plate and what pitchers try to do to us. So, it's been a lot of fun.
I don't know if you know that Alex Cora joins us every Wednesday, and at the beginning of the season, he told us this team was going to be really good. And he was really confident about it, really kind of cocky about the whole thing. And then we a few weeks ago, he talked about how you guys really used as self-motivation the fact that people didn't believe in you. How much has that played into what you guys have done to this point?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me personally, it's just one of those things, like in spring training, seeing the guys that we had, seeing the, you know, the kind of the, because you get to see everybody, you know, play and move around. And we already know, like, spring training is, you know, to get warmed up, to get it all kind of, you know, everything firing and everything, your timing all settled. So for me, spring training, it kind of showed that we had some guys, you know, we had some good hitters that, you know, could play some defense, and then a couple arms that really surprised us and, you know, stepped up. And I think coming out of spring training, we were very confident. You know, we kind of figured, like you said, everybody was kind of counting us out and trying to put the 2020 season on us again. And it's just, for us, we kind of saw the players that we had in the clubhouse. We saw the guys next to each other. We knew that, you know, we're a talented group. We just kind of got to all get on the same page. And I feel like as a team, our chemistry, everything like that, it's very good. And, you know, we know how to talk to each other, how to, you know, self-coach each other and basically, you know, give information, relay it and get stuff going, or just keeping the line moving at the plate and all that. And, you know, just playing the way we do, we've been in pretty much every game. You know, there's only been a few games this year where we've kind of gotten blown out, and there's been a good amount of losses that we've had that, you know, we look back and we're like, we actually could have won that game. So I feel like, you know, that just brings more confidence, and we just got to believe ourselves and keep going, because, you know, obviously we do, and our record speaks for itself right now.
So, Alex, a couple years ago, I remember talking to Timmy Hires, just saying how, like, hitters these days, you guys have different lingo, like hit a ball above, right, a ball and a half or a half a ball above. On fastballs, because the spin rate, maybe it's like you got to trick your eyes a little bit, right, different hitting points. But I'm just curious, it's been a crazy week in baseball. Have you noticed difference as a hitter on, like, maybe fastballs up, maybe just getting to balls easier, or curveballs aren't as sharp? Have you noticed that the last week?
I definitely noticed that, you know, there's been some off-speed pitches that aren't as sharp. I don't quite think that it affects the fastball. It affects it a little bit, like you said, with that high, that extra life at the top.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously pitchers who still throw hard are throwing hard. You know, their velos aren't, you know, down that much. And it's just maybe the spin's a little bit lower, but it's mostly on the curveballs, I feel like. Curveballs and some sliders, you just see a lot of pitches backing up now. Mm. You don't see as many, you know, I guess, like, nasty ones. Like, you'll see a few, obviously, but I just feel like a lot of curveballs and sliders and off-speed are just kind of backing up and staying in the top portion of the zone.
You know, almost at the midway point of the season. So, you know, out of the teams in the American League that you've played, who do you guys think is the biggest threat to you, you know, if the playoffs are a real thing?
I don't really know about, like, threat, you know, because I feel like we can play with everybody. And I feel like if, you know, our pitching, if we're all clicking and firing on the same cylinder, like, we can compete against anybody. So I don't think there's anybody that we're I guess considering a threat like that. But, you know, I know that playing the Astros this year and kind of seeing how they went about it and you know, the games that we had with them, those were kind of tough ones. They were, you know, hitting the ball well against us and just pitching well against us, playing well, and so those games were a little tougher. And but really, you know, like I said, every team we compete, man. Everybody doesn't feel the best on each day. So I think, really, we have a good team, and I'll take our team against anybody.
We're talking to Alex Verdugo of the Red Sox. So I'm wondering, you guys were not a great home team. You were a terrific road team. But the last week or so, it's all kind of changed here at home. How much has that had to do with now you're playing before full crowds, and you've been accustomed to playing before nobody here for the last 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps to have fans. I mean, just the, you know, that New York series was electric. It felt like playoff games. I mean, it was, you know, unbelievable. The speakers, it felt like everything getting played off the speakers was way louder. It felt like the fans were just you know, chanting like crazy. And this stadium, for some reason, everybody, it's like they're right on top of you. So it gets really loud. And honestly, it just makes it fun, man. It makes it, it brings that extra adrenaline. You're kind of you're on edge a little bit. You know what I mean? You're fired up, you're on edge, and the fans just doing what they're doing is, it just brings a little bit more fire to you, makes you want to do it a little bit more. And, you know, when you come through or you make big plays and the fans kind of have that initial, you know, genuine reaction of whatever it is, you know, a great thing or a bad thing, it's super cool. It's amazing just to hear it live, and especially coming from last year where we didn't have any of that noise. You know, we had speakers trying to create it, which just wasn't the same at all.
Hey, Alex, just off season, you brought in three guys in particular, and Kike and Renfro and Marwin. And, you know, three guys that have played in the World Series, and they've all impacted your teams differently. But how important was that, like, just success that they've had, professionalism, playing in World Series? How has that impacted this team?
I think, you know, they're great guys, man. They're great clubhouse guys. And then, obviously, like you said, they've been in the World Series. They have the experience of being in playoffs and to the deepest part. And really, it's super cool because, like I said, they fit in so well with the team and the way they talk to everybody and just communicate and go about their business is the right way. They're always working and, you know, really just trying to find out what they could do to help, you know, the team win every day. And it's been big, man. It's been really big. They're, like I said, they're great guys and to talk to them to kind of understand, like, you know, because we all talk to each other. We all kind of get information from each other, see how we're feeling. And, you know, kind of like if I see something, they see something, maybe they, you know, bring it up or they start talking about how they're feeling at the plate. And maybe I'm like, dang, I'm feeling that same way. And then we kind of talk about adjustments. So it's one of those things. Those guys have helped us a lot, you know, made a lot of big plays, have hit a lot of, you know, hit some balls that have been, you know, very big for us too. So they're a big part of this team, and, you know, to have them playing well is a key to our success.
Alex, great talking to you once again. We really appreciate it. Continued success and good luck in making this All-Star team. Again, you can vote redsox.com/All-Star.
Got to get out there.
Got to
vote.
Got to
vote.
Got to get them out there.
Got to vote.
Alex, we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks, bud.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Good luck.
See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.